Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mam Nomonde, Lethoba, thank you so much. Ukuthi nawe ungene, uhlale nathi, sijula ngezwi. Na omunye umyalezo, good day sisibahle. I greet you and brethren in the name of Jesus. Uthi yini enza abazalwane bafike late einkonzweni. UNkulunkulu sesimjwayele kakhulu isimanga abazalwane bafika early. Emsebenzini we hey nalelinye iphuzu futhi bazalwane nifika late einkonzweni nifika seninyonyoba nihamba ngama high heel ukuze ke kungabi nomsindo uyabona nje kuba nezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo so nangu uyabuza umama uthi kwenziwa yini ukuthi uma uye emsebenzini wenza yonke imizamo ukuthi ufike ngesikhathi uclock ngesikhathi kodwa uma kufike enkonzweni nifika late kwenziwa yini lokho bazalwane. Okay, angindlule ngala uma ngibuya nginosesibongi nosi ezosithulela ke a word of encouragement.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
No hassles, no frills, it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuningizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
Yebo sila asindawo. Kwamanje ke siyangale eEastern Cape sino sisibongi ya ezosithulela iword of encouragement njengoba enathi ke inyanga nje yonke kaJanuary. Sesibongi sawubona.
Sawubona mahlafu kunjani?
Ngiyaphila wena unjani?
Siyaphila sisinama akukhonto.
Amen. Uyazi ngaphambi kokuthi singene kuya namuhla imotivation. Umama nangu ubuza umbuzo la obalulekile. Okay. Yazi uthini? Uthi kwenziwa yini ukuthi abazalwane uthole ukuthi bafika late einkonzweni? But uma baya emsebenzini bazokwenza isiqiniseko sokuthi bangena ngesikhathi. When okay. What's your take kulokho?
Yazi indlela esimkhela ngayo uThixo it's amazing and it's saddening. It's a matter of us getting used to God and it's a matter of us getting used to the grace of God. Yilento eyenza ufumane ukuba we anyhow because we know that there's grace that is there for us. And more than anything, we respect abantu more than respecting God. And we forget that he is the source of everything. Even lemisebenze senayo, we forget that he is the one who opens opportunities and doors for us. Masibe kanti siyasebenza. Whether it's emsebenzini okanye, anyway, we just forget that he gives us the gift of life every day. You wake up in the morning, though abanye abantu bengavukanga. So, nalando yokungayazi isizathu, but why am I going to church? Why am I part of this congregation? Why am I there? The fact that you have no purpose, okanye, no sense of urgency, and ungaziboni indima that you are supposed to be playing in the house of the Lord, that makes you to take God for granted. Nexesha lakhe, you take it for granted. That's my take on the matter.
Wow. Lalelo munye umama uthini la uthi bangcwele kunjalo and for sure sengathi nje sesifile emoyeni sengathi nje uyayibona lento ukuthi mhlawumbe kuthiwa uyazi awusenayo inhlonipho ungathi nalapho ayisekho nje lento ukuthi asihlonipheni ukuthi nje sifike ngesikhathi sifike sikwazi ukuthi si praise si worship sikwazi ukuthi ke si intercess konke lokho kwenziwayo ngaphambi kokuthi ke kuzongenwa enkonzweni so abantu bayifikela late bafike sebanyonyoba bahamba ngama angathi yabona abagcoka ama stiletto and uyazi ukuthi abangomsindo bongena sontweni uzobona nje abantu banyonyoba baloku bayangale banyonyoba bayangale. Why ufike late? Fika ngesikhathi ukuze uzokwazi ukuhlaliswa kahle. Uyayibona le yonto.
Iyaphazamisa lanto.
Yebo, iyaphazamisa ngoba manje amehlo sekabheke wena. Uyayibona. Okay, asikho lapho ke. So today usiphatheleni.
Today ndiphathe njena ipasile encinci and I hope that it's iyavakala to people. Ipasile yam it says a victim of your own security measures. When I said this, when I say this, I mean, we go through things when I'm on top, and you find out that when we grow up, you are so determined to change your life and say you don't want to repeat the patterns. You don't want to repeat the same mistakes that were done by abazali bakho. You don't want to repeat the same trends that happened in the family. You want to break generational curses. You want, and you create measures. That is very good. That is very good. And when we do this, we give it a name and we say we are setting boundaries for ourselves, because you put measures in place. When dikhulisa abantwana, I'm going to instill certain disciplines. I'm going to do this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that abantwana bam, they've got everything they need. Unlike abazali bam, mhlawumbe bebesilela, they were not as bebengekho ku space as a right like I am. So I want to do better. And you would say, and funa abantwana bam babe exposed to this. I want, and you would create many boundaries for yourself. You would build boundaries around yourself. And one other thing that we do, we also limit ourselves in the name of safety. Kuba osithi, I want to be safe, and I don't want to go to indawo ethile, because I want to keep to myself. Engathi ukuziphatha kakuhle oku ukuhlala endlini umzekelo, if I am always indoors, ingathi ngiziphethe kakuhle. And little do we know that the moment you don't expose yourself, you are closing yourself to, and you are missing out on opportunities ezizakuncedisa into yobana ube kanti ungumntu obhetele in the near future. And what we also do is we build these walls around us, but we want to be secured. You not necessarily literal walls or physical walls, but emotional walls because of the things that we are going through. Spiritual walls, when ufike enkonzweni ufike uthi mna what I want to do kufika ndihambe ndikhonze ndiphume ngomnyango, forgetting that you are supposed to be impacting someone, you are supposed to be imparting something emntwini, forgetting that this is a fellowship lena ekhoyo. You are not going there uba ube kanti uzawuba spectator. You are there to fellowship with people, hence it's called a fellowship, a gathering yabazalwane. You are there to learn things from people. You are there to exchange skills. You are there to have an impact in the community. But because of you want to be safe, you want to play it safe, you want to be secured. Your very own security measures, they work against you. Because as you grow, uzawudibana ke ngoku nobongiwe mantlapo seku catch up mode uba hey, I missed out on this, I missed out. You miss out on many things. Undive kahle, there are people who don't have opportunities to get to ezintweni, whether it's school, it could be school omnye aye school and sele emdala, but umuntu ngenxa yoba nasithi mna ndizigcinile, I think I am fine with a junior degree only, I can do well with it. But if you could do even your post grads, you can grow further, you can enlarge your territory if you acquire a certain skill. But you always want to play safe. You always want to be here, police knows, of course, because manager, you want to play average. You are not willing to take the risk in life. But today, I want us to get rid of these security measures, because they are a blockage to opportunities that are there to enhance us in the future, to enhance us even in the kingdom of God. Because what happens is, the more you build the walls around you, the more you build security measures around you, you would realize that you are repelling people away from you. You are repelling opportunities. You are repelling izinto ezirayithi to come forth your way. Because kaloku, you just want to be safe. Ufuna izinto zakwazi ukuzimanage ngokwakho. And the book of Psalms, chapter 127, verse 1 and 2, it says there, the one who builds a house and builds it in ngamakhe, he is doing it in vain. And verse 2, uti, it is in vain for you to rise up early in the morning, okanye to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. For so he giveth his beloved sleep, asleep. Lando iti, we avuka in the morning, You plan your life. You have a routine that you are following. There is nothing wrong with that. It's good for us to have things in order so that it is okay. No matter how effective, it's very efficient in reaching our goals. And at the same time, you are not satisfied with lento yenzayo. It does not bring you satisfaction. It does not even bring glory to God. But you are doing it simply because you want to play it safe. And what other thing you do, you would sit up late making plans only to find out this is all in vain. And this thing brings sorrow to you more than it brings you satisfaction, more than it brings you happiness, more than you would take on extra jobs unnecessarily simply because there is nothing wrong when you do these things, but you need to put structures in place, you need to put standards in place, you need to plan thoroughly. Like we said before on our first week, that we need to be creative about izinto so that we maximize in the opportunities that are presented to us, so that even the opportunities as mentally you prepare yourself, because you are going to create these security measures around you simply because you want to play safe. When you don't want your kids to go and play outside because you won't be able to look after them. You are always cautious. You are always on the lookout for something. Hence in the city, these security measures that we build around ourselves, they work against us, and we end up being victims of these security measures that we put up for ourselves. We are not saying that people should not have boundaries, but watch what your boundaries are for, that they do not repel opportunities. As is our son and now in being a better person in the near future, is this of Makandi as the boundaries that was created as the queens in when in the long run you regret the boundaries that you set for yourself, because in those areas you are going to be always on catch-up mode, and when about umdala you will do is in those because you've got arrears, you didn't do things right. So we need to do things right, set up relevant boundaries around yourself. And as much as you network with people, network with abandaba right, as much as you set up boundaries for yourself, do it in the right way. Be informed with the boundaries that you are setting up for yourself. Because in those areas, if I play to chapter verse 2, it in tanda yake uchiko uyipa ilen, when you will toil usebenze ukodlula abanye abantu, only for you not to enjoy whatever it is that you have worked hard for. Wow. So let us get rid of these unnecessary boundaries, because we end up being victims of the boundaries that we have.
Ngikuzwa kahle mina sisibongile. Yebo, asibeni nama boundaries, but again, ungakhi, don't build walls around you, ngoba ngesikhathi kwenza njalo undlula even nangama opportunities azokwenza ukuthi ube nenqubekela phambili. So ngikuzwe kahle, ngiyabonga kakhulu. And even nabazali einganini lelo phutha banokuthi balenze, uthola ukuthi abantwana bavalelekile, and manje leyo iba yingozi futhi, ngoba uma mhlambe ezo experience ezinye izinto lengaphandle, uthola ukuthi sekangena kuzo 100% ngoba yinto angayibonanga, manje uyayibona and then ubona ngathi kuhle lokhu, bese uyangena bese uya regret futhi wena ungomzali. So siyabonga kakhulu sisibongi nge word of encouragement. Utholakala kuphi uma ungekho la emoyeni?
Manje ngisemoyeni, ngiyafumaneka on Facebook. My Facebook handle is Bonginosi, and I'm also available on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Bongi206. It's Bongi206. For now, those are the only platforms that I'm available on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Same time, same place. Na next week.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Bless you. Ngikuphelezela la ngososo maholwana uthi bayede.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely afternoon.
Bless you.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Yeah, usesibongi uthi be willing mzalwane to take a risk kodwa uma sikhuluma nge risk asikhulumi ngaleyo ukuthi izokufaka enkingeni noma izokufaka ku danger. Take a risk ukuthi uyabona nawe ukuthi uma ngingayithatha le risk ingaba khona impumelelo. Siyabonga kakhulu sesibongi ya njoba eshilo uyatholakala ku Facebook unombuzo une comments ongam DM ngathi Emma lapha kubongi nosi ku Facebook isigaba ke sesibili lesi njoba singene esigabeni sesithathu imzuzu mine emveni kwehora lesithathu ngiyabona ukuthi iyaqhubeka le ndaba bazalwane yokufika late kwabanye abazalwane enkonzweni kunama WhatsApp lana angenile ethi ngibone uthini lana umama uthi ku ukungamoyiki uThixo into ebangela abantu bafike noba kunini enkonzweni nokungamazi lo omkhonzayo nokungamthandi lo omkhonzayo. Wow, yo ya i-serious ngempela le ndaba yokufika late enkonzweni. So bazalwane asikukena masokisi and then ngalendlela othatha ngakhona imizamo uma uya enkonzweni ukuthi ufike ngesikhathi yenza njalo noma uya enkonzweni. Ngicela ukuthi silalele masinya la i-voice note.
Akwande sisibahle.
Akwande mama.
Hey sisibahle, indaba yabantu abafika lethe enkonzweni iyahlupa. Yazi ngithi ngiyazibona nalizo zidile twin khuluma ngazo. Abekho abadlula laba athi mabefike late ama-asha amawethayo aba-ashara bese bangafuni bese bayaqhwayizela baya le phambili. Makafika phambili ufuna ukuhlala phambi komngani wakhe, masakafikile phambi komngani wakhe bese babuye futhi benda lowo mngani wakhe bese balokhu behlebehlebeza. Ngaleso sikhathi inceku imile phambili, hhayi bantu asikhulekeni, akusindawo yokudlala inkonzo. Hhayi ngiyabonga sisibahle.
Ngiyabonga mama. Hey nizwile bazalwane ukuthi lento ayibaphathi kahle abanye abazalwane lapha enkonzweni nokuthi ke kube khona ukuphazamiseka. So asifikeni ngesikhathi.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.